Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm doing great. Thank you, Neil. And yes, I'm very excited. Adam Gamal, even though that's not your real name, Adam, you've written a book about organization within the military that is so secret it doesn't even have a name, the unit, and your part in it, and it is absolutely fascinating. But your story begins in Egypt, and you were told that you were going to die when you were 12 years old. You have lived a life beyond any life I can imagine, and I'm so grateful for you to have written this book, for your service in the military. Thank you so much for everything you did to protect our country and your willingness to do so. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the introduction. And you are absolutely right. I think I cheated death a few times, some before the military, some during the military. So I'm a good guy in the area.
Yeah, no kidding. You've seen your share of obstacles in life for sure. And even so you come over as a 20-year-old non-English speaking immigrant into the United States, and you felt like you could breathe for the first time, even though you're brand new to this place. What did that feel like coming over?
So again, the story I'd love to tell people about this. So I landed in July, and it was the first time I see rain in the summer. Obviously, in Egypt, it doesn't rain in the summer. But what was even better than that, fast forward a few months, I'm walking in New York City. I used to work in a factory that makes handbags, and I used to go to college in the evening. So I come out, and I do my daily work. I finish work. I come down. It's in Midtown Manhattan, and I'm going to take the train, and it's snowing. And it's like those flakes of snow that I've never seen in my life. And I'm like, it's an industrial area. And I'm like, why did this cotton fallen off the sky? I'm looking, and I'm like, I've never seen snow in my life. And then you feel the crisp, fresh air, and you feel that you can fill your lungs with this. And that comes with what a lot of people take for granted. You feel the freedom for real. And you feel like, you know, you have the opportunity, the right to dream. It's a great feeling. And I'm sure a lot of immigrants get through the same feeling. And I'm glad I was able to have that feeling. And hopefully I can relay that feeling to some people that they can have hope and be inspired.
How concerned were you, Adam, about telling your story when you wrote the book? I know at one point you were not even going to have your voice out, and now that changed. So kind of describe that for us.
So obviously I was extremely concerned because I didn't know the process. I didn't know how to go about it. Thanks to my co-author, Kelly Kennedy. She kind of like walked me through the process. We had Mark Zabe as a lawyer to go through the process with us. But obviously, I was extremely concerned because nobody ever who was part of the unit wrote about the unit. And again, the unit here is not Delta. There are other units they refer to as the unit because they didn't have either they didn't have an official name or the official name is classified. So in our case, our official name is classified. So of course, I was concerned. How is it going to go? How is it going to be perceived? Can we walk a fine line between telling a story and protecting the mission, the national interest, as well as the great men and women who are currently serving in the unit. So to have that balance, it's kind of like there was obviously some compromising. So to have that balance, we have to walk these very, very fine line to protect the mission and then to tell a story, not the complete story. I know some readers were interested in a lot more espionage stories. It's just we can't. And that's I do appreciate people appreciating that. And then when we went through the process, it's a good opportunity for me to thank the DOD personnel, security personnel from SOCOM, from Joint Special Operations Command, from the unit, from the other units that were involved. All of them kind of like helped me through the process to make sure that we're not revealing any secrets and at the same time trying to tell a story that can inspire people to join the service. This is not a recruiting book. This is actually telling the story of an immigrant who was able to succeed because the opportunity the U.S. gave him.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Adam, I am grateful for a couple different reasons that you wrote this book. One is the stories and of what you've been through and what it even took to get into the unit to begin with. I think there's probably very few men that survived what you went through just to get in. But the other thing, the other story I think it tells, and I don't know if you meant for it to tell this or not, but, you know, in the United States, immigration, different people at it look at it different ways. I personally think, please come, you know, whoever wants to come, just come. But to show you as an immigrant who did so much for this country, who went way above and beyond anything imaginable, we need immigrants. We need more diversity in our country, in our military. And I love it that it tells that story as well. Was that part of your intention?
So absolutely. And I'm glad to really ask this, because I used to be the guy coming back from missions, including missions. I risked my life. My family didn't know where I was at. And then when I'm coming back through the airport, I would get pulled in the secondary.
Mm.
And I wanted to tell the security guy, if you only know what I've been through to protect you, protect your family, protect your neighbors, but I couldn't. So I wanted to tell this story to hopefully show people, like, you know, not every immigrant is a bad immigrant. Obviously, we do have legal and illegal immigration. We're not going to talk about that. Everybody has his own opinion. I get asked that question a lot. I came the proper way. And the sad part is, a lot of politicians, they take immigration as an election, as a campaign discussion. It's something that I can get votes this way or that way, not knowing there are two factors involved here. One factor is whatever decision you make, whatever policy you make, it's impacting other people's lives. So the immigrant like me, if it was during the Muslim ban, maybe I would have not made it to the U.S. So those decisions are impacting people's lives. In addition to, you are actually pushing people who don't have hope, who live in their countries, to seek better opportunities and better hope. You're pushing those people to live in a desperate situation. And then it's easier for these people to become extreme. And at the same time, like you said, having the diverse military forces, the diverse people, in our armed forces, in the FBI, in the CIA, in every agency, which I did work with a lot of these agencies, having the diverse people who understand the enemy can help a lot more than just not knowing what's going on. We're not fighting. The last time we fought against ourselves with the Civil War, luckily we didn't have a Civil War. Hopefully we never have it. But right now the enemy is coming from abroad, and if we don't understand them, we will not be able to defeat them.
Wow. You know, I can't believe we're running out of time. Adam, where's the best place we can purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can we go?
So Amazon is the best location I found out. We have it in Barnes & Noble. We have it in Books. I mean, actually, any place that sells books, it's there. But Amazon is the best place, I guess, to buy it.
Awesome. We appreciate it, Adam. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right, that was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.